So the good news is Killer Kilray should be home tomorrow after his triple bypass. Rosie O'Donnell is doing well after her heart attack and is urging women to become more aware of the signs of heart attack because so many women put it off to indigestion. Dr. Dworkin joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Is that an ongoing problem? Women just, unlike men who tend to pay more attention to the signs of a heart attack, that women tend to put it off?
I don't know if it's as much as women tend to put it off in that there are several factors. One is heart attacks in women tend to occur a little bit later in their lives than men. On average, it's a 10-year delay, and that's primarily because of the protective effects of estrogen prior to menopause. It tends to protect women from reducing their risk of heart attack. And so you tend to see heart attacks in women towards the 60s as opposed to the 50s. Rosie O'Donnell is a bit of an exception. But the other factor, Steve, is knowing if you are at risk of heart disease, because there are very well-established evidence-based tools that are used to assess whether a person is at increased risk of heart disease, such as knowing cholesterol, checking blood pressure, family history, whether you're smoking, also based on age, and being able to calculate what your risk is over based on the likelihood over the next 10 years of whether you're going to have heart disease. And so there's a lot of people who don't have this done, and as a result aren't aware that they may be at increased risk, so that when they do have those symptoms, as you mentioned, either chest pain, nausea, heartburn, it makes them more likely to say, you know, I know my risk is a little bit greater. I'm having these symptoms. Maybe I should check this out, as opposed to not knowing this ahead of time and then having a more likely reaction saying, oh, it's just maybe a sore stomach or some heartburn. I'm going to leave this alone.
Okay. And so the awareness campaign that you would like to see out there is get your risk factor assessed in your 40s and 50s.
That's right. And in fact, the knowledge of whether it is in your family, in many cases, doubles the overall risk of that calculation. So say, for example, if your family history was negative for heart disease, and you do this calculation, it says your risk is about 8% over the next 10 years. That's considered low risk. But if you have a family member, a father that's had a heart attack before the age of 55, or a mom who's had a heart attack in her 60s, you double that. So you go from 8% to 16%, and that automatically puts you in a level of moderate risk, which may mean you need to be treated in order to reduce that risk. So it's very important to know this so that you have that tool available to you to help protect you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time with a look at health headlines.